Adventures of Little Stubby. Stubby hears a sound. Stubby, a sweet young mini donkey with a mind of his own, is about to rescue a new friend. While resting one day on the farm, Stubby hears an unusual sound. What could that be? He wonders. Someone could be in trouble and need my help. Hee-haw! Stubby is concerned, and he decides to find out what that sound could be. Stubby runs to Gabby the goat. Gabby, do you hear that sound?
Yes, I do.
Stubby runs to Coco the cow. Coco, do you hear that sound?
Yes, I do.
And Stubby runs to Pinky the pig. Pinky, do you hear that sound?
Yes, I do.
But where is it coming from? Asks Stubby. Hee-haw! He trots quickly across the barnyard to listen behind the tool shed. And then he runs to listen underneath the big wagon. And finally, he runs to listen by the watering well. Hee-haw, says Stubby. The sound is here near the well. Moving closer, the sound gets louder and louder. What is that? He wonders. And there, on the edge of the well, is a tiny black and white striped kitten. I've never seen one of those before, he says. But I think it needs my help. Hee-haw! Stubby sniffs the kitten and nudges it gently with his muzzle. It must be lonely and afraid, he thinks. Stubby is very worried, and he isn't certain what to do. Worried that the kitten might fall into the well, Stubby takes it gently in his mouth and carries it to his stall. I'll make a bed of straw so my tiny friend can be warm. But the kitten keeps meowing and meowing. What's wrong? What does it want? How can I help? But then, Stubby remembers that when he feels upset like this, he sometimes stops and counts slowly to three to help him relax. Let's count right along with him. One. I feel much better now, says Stubby. I wonder if my tiny little friend might be hungry. And Stubby makes up his mind to go and find some food. Hee-haw! Stubby runs to Gabby the goat, who sends Stubby to Coco the cow. And Coco moos and points to a pail of fresh milk. Stubby manages to carry it back to his stall, but the pail is too large for his little friend.
I
I know, thinks Stubby. I'll ask Pinky the pig if she can help. And Stubby trots over to the pigsty with the kitten. Oh my, says Pinky. You found a baby kitten. I have 10 little piglets of my own. The kitten can have milk right along with them. Thank you, says Stubby. And when they've all finished eating, he carries the kitten back to his stall. My kitten needs a name, thinks Stubby. She really likes milk, and she seems so cozy now. I will call my new little friend Milky. Hee-haw! Milky grows bigger and bigger by the day, and she rarely leaves Stubby's side. She follows him everywhere, and sometimes Milky even rides on Stubby's back. Most nights, Milky sleeps in Stubby's stall, but once in a while, Stubby finds Milky asleep in Pinky's stall with all the little piglets. Hee-haw!